Eva, agus fáilte go dtí an tláir com an lúg tlás gíl na seachta na seo, lamí Tom Comac with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock, and as we all the time hope you can stay with us right through until 9 o'clock. Got a very, you know, another very interesting programme for you tonight, and focus tonight very much on ladies football and Donegal's bid for Division 2, Tesco's homegrown National Football League Division 2 title, and also promotion to Division 1 of ladies football when they face Armagh in the Division 2 final in Parnell Park in Dublin on Saturday afternoon. I've been speaking to a number of the main players who will be taking part in Saturday's big final showdown against the Orchard County. And coming up on tonight's programme, we'll hear from team manager Davy McLaughlin from Moville, who has guided the Donegal ladies on an unbeaten run to this year's Division 2 final. We'll also hear from the team captain, Cathy Hearn from Glenfinn, Amber Barrett and Yvonne McMonigal, two of the team's leading scorers, and also from their pivotal centre half back, Kira Hegarty. We begin our chat tonight, first of all, with the team captain.
Well, Katie, captain of the team, I suppose. First of all, when you're captain of a team, big responsibility with it, I suppose, but also a great honour when it's a successful team and you're facing into a final.
Oh, definitely. It's a great honour, like, to work with such a good bunch of girls and have such a good backroom team alongside us, and when we're doing so well, it makes the job even better, and you don't have much to do whenever you've got all the support from the girls, so I've got it handy enough now this year, so far so good.
And obviously you must have something of a Midas touch, because unbeaten, a great run.
Unbeaten, lose every toss in every game, win the game, so that's my motto now. So if I lose the toss in the final, we might be in the, off to a good start anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And what's been the big difference this year, because there's been a couple of dodgy enough years, hasn't there, for Donegal?
Oh, it has. Like, it's been tough on us. Like, we've been struggling along year in, year out, like, but we've put the head down, and we always knew we wanted to make a big push, and we knew we were good enough, so we really put our minds to it this year. And with the boys having such a good setup for us, we've all dug deep. Like, the girls at college are putting in a big effort to come back and do training during the week, and it's just all coming together finally. So yeah, we know we have the talent, and we have the team spirits up now, and the morale's good. And
yeah, because you came in at a time when there was great success, and went on and won in All-Ireland.
We did, yeah. Well, I came in just at the end of the league that year, and it was brilliant. Like, the buzz around the place was brilliant, and kind of to go from that buzz down to being relegated back in Division 2 and just kind of struggling game after game. Like, it was a big drop, so it's great to have the team spirit back in camp now, and hopefully we can push on. And,
yeah. And as you say, new management coming in of Davy Gallagher and Sean O'Kane making a big difference as well.
Oh, a massive difference. Like, the boys kind of came in at a time where we really needed them, like, and we needed someone to believe in us, and they've put all so much work in that's gone unnoticed, kind of, but it's been brilliant, and hopefully now with all their work and all the work we're putting in, it'll all come together.
And there was a buzz in this camp from very early, and, you know, there was talk about people coming back, your old club mate, Yvonne McMonigal, and others coming back, and, you know, people have been away for a few years.
Yeah, even since, like, the last game, I know we got beat by Kerry in the last game last year, but everyone kind of seen, supporters started to see the potential we had, and everyone kind of got behind us from there. So knowing the girls were coming back from Australia then give everyone just a bigger lift having them back as well, so we kind of knew there was a good year coming, and everyone kind of just dug deep for it. So,
and talk to me about the league so far. Started with Armagh, funny enough.
Yeah, started with Armagh up in Glenfinn, and it was a great start, because Armagh was the team that put us out last year in the Ulster Championship, so that just got us off on a high, really, and we've pushed on since that, and we've been undefeated. So I know now it mightn't have, because we've won all our games, we'll feel hard done by if we still don't get up to Division 1. But it'll be a big task now playing Armagh, but we're ready for it. We've been waiting a long time for it, so we're ready to.
And probably, except for Cavan, not really tested since that Armagh game.
Yeah, that's true. Like, every game's kind of been an easy enough game for us. Like, we've learnt a lot of things, we've made a lot of mistakes, but they've been easy enough one. Cavan and Armagh were the two big ones, and they were the two big challenges. So we know what we're facing, so we just need a plan around it.
Yeah, and I suppose it's no great secret, the return of Yvonne has been a big boost, especially in the absence of Geraldine McLaughlin.
Oh, definitely. Like, Yvonne came back and she fitted in perfectly. Like, we always knew that there was a space there for her, and she knew herself, but it wasn't. She was working hard for it. Like, even when she was over in Australia, she was always ringing to see what we were doing at training, because she knew it wouldn't be easy to fit in this year. But she came back in flying form, and she's fitted in perfectly.
And of course, Amber Barrett had been doing it before she came as well.
Yeah, so we've the pick of them this year, and that's the good thing about it. Like, we never always had a pick in the forward line, and now there's a big fight on for places, which is brilliant. Brilliant at training.
We're here at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. Give us an idea of the training and the regime.
Oh, well, no social life anyway these days, but training's getting pretty tough. Like, we're starting to train for championship now, kind of in between the league, and it is tough on girls, but everyone's digging deep and everyone's putting in a massive effort. So when we're all here together and we're all doing it for the one thing, it makes it a lot easier when you're there supporting each other on. So it is tough, but we know we want to be at the top, and we know what we have to do to get there. So
yeah, and Armagh next week, what do you make of them on Saturday?
They were very impressive now on Saturday. We only seen about 20 minutes of the game, but very, very impressive. We know a lot of their players. We know their style of football and what they do. So it's just a matter of getting a plan to work around it. And we know we're just as good as them, if not better. Like, as long as we get off to a good start, it'll be a cracking game. Yeah. So.
And as you said, obviously the big prize the main prize is the Division 2 title. But I suppose the big prize is getting promotion.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we've been waiting a long time now to get up to Division 1 and contest it. Every year we've been there, we've kind of just been there to fill a fixture. So we know now if we wanna play with the best teams and be the best, that's, we need to be in Division 1. So it'll be massive for us to get back up there, especially with the team coming together so well. So we'll be, fingers crossed now, we get a good performance out of it.
And no doubt a big crowd going from Glenfinn.
Yeah, hopefully now we'll get the buses on the road and we'll get all up to the game, and we should have a good support. They've been following us for long enough when we've been getting beat time and time again, so we'll get them all out now for the big one.
Ciara Hegarty, one of the more established players, and I suppose has been around for a few tough years, but I'm sure you're enjoying 2015 so far.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, it's good to actually have a good fresh start this year after couple of bad years. So no, it's good, the atmosphere's good around, and you know, everyone is buzzing at training now, so it's really enjoyable.
And what's the big difference this year from the last couple of years?
It's just everyone's really committed and believes in it this year, I think. Like, we've always had the players, but there's just that bit more belief once we got the kind of winning ways started to realise.
And the one thing I did notice from very early in the year, there seemed to be a buzz around the team, and you know, the word that your sister Niamh was coming back from Australia, Vaughan McGonigal were coming back, and Ash, who else, Aoife McDonald were coming back, and they were anxious to get involved in the team. That was certainly a sign to me that Donegal were meaning business in 2015.
That definitely lifted a lot of the girls, and like, I especially having a bit like kind of older people, more direction, like they've all played in Croke Park, you know, just things like that.
Yeah,
it's good, especially for the younger girls as well. It's nice to have more direction. Just.
How important is it to be winning all the time? How you know, because people sometimes say you might be learning more if you lose a game or two, but you've been winning.
we've lost enough in the last few years, so now I think it's definitely important for us to keep winning. Like. Even that game against Cavan there a few weeks ago when we were down, I'm just glad we got on top of that, and then just want to keep it going, like, now that we are in it.
Yeah, I suppose Cavan were one of those teams that had given you a tough game earlier because you had played them and they'd given you a draw, so the good tough games like that are very important too.
Yeah, definitely, it's to come out on the right side of them, like, that really lifts it to another level when you know then that you can beat the hard teams that you would be fighting hard against.
Yeah, so what's the mood now ahead of Armagh?
Good, excitement.
Yeah.
Nice to be in a final. Very nice.
Yeah. And of course, the prize is obviously winning Division 2, but promotion, you would like to get back up playing in Division 1.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we know we're well fit for it, so it'd be good if we can get up there. So.
And training's going well.
Yeah.
It's tough, as you say.
Yeah, I'm nearly still out of breath there, but no, it's good.
Yeah, and obviously it takes a big lot of work and a lot of effort, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, girls coming home Friday night there to go train at 9 o'clock, like, it just shows that we are in it, like,
as a team.
So are
Donegal good enough to beat Armagh? You've beaten them already once this year.
Oh, definitely. Definitely, like, it's going to be tough no matter what, and it could go either way, but we're definitely good enough.
And of course, you have Armagh connections, haven't you?
We do, yeah.
So the house will be divided, will it?
Ah, no, they'll be going for Donegal. There'll be no Armagh.
Supporters. Yeah. Anyway, look, the best of luck to you, and thanks a million.
Okay.
Well, Yvonne McMonigal, the lady that came back with a bang, back from Australia and back into the team.
Yeah, it's great to be back with all the girls. Like, got a league final now to look forward to, and all the hard work, I suppose, and it's paid off. And yeah.
And just tell us again, remind us again, you went away after what, I suppose, shortly after winning the All-Ireland in 2010, did you?
Yeah, well, we had 2010, and then we went at it in 2011. We had a great year with Donegal. We did all right with club. We won the county with club that year, and we went at the end of that. We went to Australia, then me and another Glenfinn girl, Anna Marie McGlynn.
Yeah. So when did you get back?
Well, just back now, a month, so back into it.
And what parts of Australia were you in?
Mostly New South Wales, just moving around to Sydney and up as far as Byron Bay, down as far as south, Australia and all.
And were you playing football out there?
Yeah, well, we were moving around a lot, like, it just had to be with work, whatever, but we got playing last year with Cormac and Allens, and we did well. We won the league and then the championship also, so we had a good year last year.
Where are they based in Sydney, is it?
Yeah, they are. And a few, Ethan McDonald and Niamh Hegarty, Anna Marie again as well was playing, so we had a...
It was a Donegal club, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was good to play along with
them. What was the standard like out there, as a matter of interest?
Yeah, it's very good, so it is. There's a lot of teams in Sydney, so we had a lot of games, and it's well run, so it is. Yeah. It's growing all the time.
And obviously that kept you in shape, because you've come back into the team and, you know, come back with a bang, as we said at the outset.
Yeah, definitely, but it was great training. We were training two nights with them, and then we were doing different programs that Davey had sent out, gym work, and so we've been flat out since nearly last...
So obviously Davey had been in contact with you from... When?
Yeah, well, last year, I knew I was always coming back. It just was a matter of when, but I had to go back after Christmas again, but we were training since last September with the gym work, and before that as well, all last year with Cormac and Allens, and just doing your own personal running and different things, so yeah.
So you've got straight back into it, and as we said, slotted in well.
Yeah, definitely. It's fitted back in with the girls. I'm used to playing along with them, like, so nothing's really changed. But a lot of young ones come up. You notice all the young ones. Great development underage, and it's great to see them coming up through the ranks now.
Yeah, and how are you finding it? Obviously, you're finding it easy because you're scoring a lot of goals. But, you know, when you came back first, how did you find it?
Yeah, with the first few games, it takes you a while to get up to the pace. Like, it's different. Playing with clubs, it's a different level, I suppose, county standard. So it takes a while, but I think I'm getting back into it, and just take a while yet.
Yeah, well, and Armagh, as we say, on Saturday in the league final.
Yeah, Armagh are flying. They've got some players back into their squad as well. So, and since we last played them, we were missing Geraldine, myself, and a lot of Niamh McLaughlin, I think, Eamonn Gallagher that day. So it's going to be a different story now in the league final. So it's all to play for.
And tell me, I know Donegal played Armagh in a league final way back in the mid-noughties. I don't know if you were playing at that time, were you?
I'm not sure now. I'll have to get the thinking cap on again.
You don't remember it anyway.
No, I'm not too sure now.
Yeah,
I probably was playing.
Mullingar, I don't know if you remember that. I'm not sure if you were. About 2005, I think. No, you weren't.
Oh, I probably was playing now. I can't even remember now, to be honest. Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, good to be back and enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully we'll keep the heads down now, and we'll have a lot more to look forward to in the championship, and we'll go at it for the league final now. To get promoted.
And of course, it's as I was speaking to Cathy Heron there, it's not just a league title, it's also promotion. And you've been playing in Division 1 before, you know what it's like to get up there, so you want to be up.
Yeah, you definitely want to be playing against the best teams, just to bring yourself and develop better with the top teams. But hopefully we can do it now against Armagh. It's going to be a tough game. But
yeah, and this is a good team compared to the one you left.
Oh, definitely. It's great. All the young ones are coming up, and there's great development underage. You can see it coming through. So you've got some senior ones like myself and underage. So you got that combination. It's good.
Yeah. So you have one All-Star from 2010. Is the target another one in 2011?
We'll just think about the league final and get out and try and play your best and do the best for the team. And that's an extra bonus if that happens.
Tato I Gears the Glisson Clark come and look last gill and shocked on the shoulder. Meet Tom Comack here on Highland Radio, and our focus tonight on the Donegal ladies' bid for a Division 2 Tesco Homegrown League final victory over Armagh on Saturday afternoon in Dublin, and of course their bid also for promotion to Division 1 football next season. We've already heard from the team captain, Katie Hearn. We've also heard from the centre half back on the team, Ciara Hegarty from Moville, and Yvonne McMonigal, the county's only All-Star, who was returned home from Australia and slotted right back into the team. Still to come, of course, we've got the Donegal manager, Davy McLaughlin. But first we hear from the free-scoring forward from Milford, Amber Barrett.
Well, Amber, looking forward to the final, obviously. This is your first big final with Donegal at senior level.
Yeah, of course, everybody's looking forward to it. You know, we've been training well, you know, so everything's going good now. But, of course, like any final at senior intercounty is a huge honour, whether it be Division 1 or Division 4, like whatever you're in. Yeah, everybody is looking forward to now, so it should be against a very good Armagh side as well. Like, so we're looking forward to, you know.
And tell me about the season so far. You've stepped up and supposed to go over the mantle when Geraldine McLaughlin was missing and score the goals.
Oh, yeah, like, I don't know, like it kind of felt that, you know, that we had the forwards to do the job now. I was lucky enough now I got in the act myself, like I got a few scores now. Of course, you're missing someone like Geraldine, you know. Somebody does need to step up to the plate, and you know we got Geraldine back and we've Yvonne back now, so, and there's you know, we're in good form at the minute, you know, all the girls are pitching in with their scores now, so
yeah. You've been modest there, because like I've followed your progress through on the Rage, and I've always seen Amber Barrett 3-4 goals after every game, I think.
Yeah, like it just seemed to just be in the good place at the right time, you know, it just happens, but it comes down to the work the girls do up the field as well, you know, it just, the ball doesn't just drop into my arms out of the sky, like, so it's just one of those.
And tell me about this team and this campaign so far.
We've been started early enough, you know, we came in September and Davy laid out the plans, what was going on, and you know, we have the gym work with Adam Spear, and you know, we're training, the running, everything, we're doing it, and to be honest, we're like, people seem to be shocked at how we're doing, but we're not at all, because you know, we've been putting in the hard work and we're deserving to get the results that
and
we
just
have.
just to stop you there, as a matter of say your average week, you know, what would your time at football apart from playing games?
Well, you see, it's difficult for me because I'm down in college, so it's different.
Where in college? Yeah.
I'm in Maynooth. So, like, we have 2 days where we have a running programme to do, and then 2 to 3...
That's on your own, is
that's it? That's on our own. And then just to try and fit in 2 to 3 gym programmes as well on top of that. So then you come home on your Friday evening, you know, and you'll be tired. Like, it is tiring, girls coming back from, you know, to college on a Friday to come training, but you find that when you get here and you get into the swing of things, everything's grand. Like, it would be quite a long week. It'd be the same for the girls at home, like, they're doing the same as us.
Yeah, so. But obviously when you're winning, then it makes it a good bit easier.
Oh, yeah, of course, you know. I think this team, this year more than any, like, I've been involved for the last 3 years, and this year has been very, you know, the group's tighter, like, it's as if I've been involved with a different group, but you know, when you're winning, it brings everybody together. Like, you know, you're like a big family, and you know, you're caring about how everybody's getting on. If somebody's injured, you know, you want them back in. And the girls that are away, like, there's a couple of girls that are in the UK based and all that, and like when they come back in, you know, they just fit right in again. Like, it's been very good, so it has.
As you said, you've been on the team for what, the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah. What was it like for you, one of the younger players, to see the likes of Yvonne McMonigal coming back, Aoife McDonald, Niamh Hegarty?
Oh, like, I think all them names just stood out from the 2010 final. You know, I know Yvonne got, I think she scored 1-4 that day for man of the match, like, so. They're the kind of players that, you know, you're growing up and you're thinking, you know, someday I'd like to be like them, and to actually be involved when they're involved is something else. Like the likes of Niamh Hegarty, you know, there's not many players like Niamh Hegarty now. She's one of the best I've seen, one of the best I've definitely played with, you know. And the same with Aoife Mack, you know, I say she does more running than the Kenyan, you know, just up and down the field, like.
Yeah.
But it is, it's very good, you know, and like, I suppose I had to take the youth on board as well and kind of say that I didn't want to be the outsider, say, oh, I'm the young one. You know, I wanted to fit in with these girls, and I wanted to show them that just because they're a few years older, though, that I was still able to, you know, match
play your part.
Yeah,
play my part. And tell me, Armagh in the final now?
Armagh in the final, yeah. We've played them before now. We played them the very think it was our second game in the year we're supposed to play in the first day. Look, Armagh and any Donegal team, whether it be boys or girls, is always going to be a big tie. You know, Armagh they're very good against Cavan on Sunday. You know, we watched the first 15-20 minutes and very impressive. Like, they have a couple of brilliant players like Amy Mackin. I know she stood out for me on Sunday. You know, I played with her through Ulster as well. Like, she's a very good player, and like, it's just one of those games where it honestly could go either way. You know, two evenly matched teams, you know, two fit teams, like, supposed to just see who turns up on the day.
And for your point of view, I know that there's a league title up for grabs, but there's also a place in Division 1, just the one place going. How would you like to be, you know, how important is that for you?
Oh, well, like, I suppose you have to look at it that, you know, the teams that have been, you know, playing Division 1, they're kind of at a higher pace to Division 2, just because, you know, the games would be tighter against better players, you know. I'd say more than anything, to get to Division 1 would be the aim, because it sets you to a good base next year that you'll be playing, you know, the likes of Cork, Galway, Dublin from day one and through. You know, we had a couple of games in Division 2, which, not saying that they were easy, but, you know, we got good scores against them, whereas you wouldn't get that against the teams in Division 1, you know. So
if you want to be ambitious and win senior championships,
you have to be playing Division 1. Like, that's where everybody wants to be, you know. Like, not many All-Ireland finalists have ever been Division 2, you know, and gone. So that's, you know, you want to be playing with the best, but we'll see how we get on this year anyway.
And the best of luck to you, Amber. Thanks, and hopefully you bag a few more goals.
I wouldn't mind a few. Thanks
very much. Okay, bye. Davey, looking ahead to a Division 2 league final. At the start of the season, how big a priority was the league for you and for the Donegal girls?
Well, I suppose, Tom, the reality of it was, you know, we came down from Division 1 last year, and I suppose the priority was to get back into Division 1. That's where you want to be, you know. That's, you want to be playing against the Dublins and the Corks and the Monaghans, and yeah, that was our priority, and we broke it down into steps, you know. So it was get the league semi-finals and take it from there. So look, yeah, we're in the final now, we're there to win, and hopefully get back out into the...
Yeah, and of course, despite winning all your winning most of your games and just drawing one, dropping no points, you still have to win your final game, and that's the final.
Yeah, I suppose it almost takes a championship-style format after the round-robin series. So yeah, I played 7, won 6, drew 1, had to play the playoff against Cavan, then into the semi-final. But ultimately, you know, it comes down to head-to-head between ourselves and Armagh now, who actually finished third in the table, and the prize is the winner takes all on Saturday.
Yeah, and tell me, it has been a good league. Obviously, you've learned a lot because you were without quite a few players through injury and college commitments and one thing or other.
Yeah, from early on, you know, we were missing a few players through injury and girls that weren't available because they were in the UK, etc. So that forced us, I suppose, to try and see other players in different positions. And I've said this before, but the beauty of it we have this year with the squad is we have girls who are very, very capable of coming off the bench. All the girls capable of coming off the bench and doing a job for us. So there's fierce competition now for places right across the squad, which is mighty to have.
Mm. And it looked a tall order starting out at the start of the year without the marquee forward, Geraldine McLaughlin.
Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, Geraldine obviously has built her reputation and name for herself, and rightly so. She's one of the best players in the country. But as I said, you know, it forces other players to step up. And look, Amber Barr has come in there. She's 19 years of age, and she's been her top scorer this year. She's done a terrific job inside. But look, you have other girls there as well. You have Niamh McLaughlin. You had Niamh Higgerty, who's back and playing. She's back from Australia. And of course, Yvonne McMonagle's back there as well. So look, as I said, we've got that strength and depth.
Yeah, and talk to me about the league campaign. The very first game was against Armagh and Glenfinn.
Yeah, look, and I suppose that was I suppose a benchmark to see where we were at. We won that game by a point, and in fairness, I think we probably won it slightly more comfortable than that. But look, we were missing 4 and 5 players that day, and the result was a bonus. And I know Armagh were in the same boat. They were missing Fionnuala McKenna, and Amy Mackin didn't play that day. So look, you know, although we won it, you can't read too much into it. But that's a long time ago now. It's history now, and it counts for nothing.
Yeah, well, to the start of your campaign as well, and you really didn't know where you were at. I know, speaking to you before that game, you know, you were uncertain and unsure about yourselves.
Absolutely, we didn't know. Like, the girls had been on the site of work over the winter months there, and we weren't sure they were at. And I suppose that was to give us a sense. And I think that resulted, it was good for the girls. It gave them a sense of belief, and I suppose a sense that, you know, some of the hard work was starting to pay off, and they knew then they could compete, because Armagh obviously had they'd won Division 3 last year, they'd won the Ulster Senior Championship, and they'd gone the whole way to an All-Ireland semi-final. So they knew they were playing against a good team. So yeah, look, that was good for the girls, good for the confidence, and I suppose ultimately good to get the league off to win at the start.
And then a number of big wins against
down, and you know, against Stephen Westmead twice, and you know, you've had it comfortable enough, really.
Yeah, look, we've been racking up big scores, you know, and people say the games have been easy. I don't accept that they're anything easy games. You can only play what's in front of you. But I think again, I go back to what I said. It's the girls are anxious. They want to play football. There's competition for places. So when they're going out, you know, there's no half measure. Wasn't they're giving it all on the day. And look, you know, as a result, we're racking up the scores.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of Armagh, it's a big challenge, isn't it? Because you said they're the reigning Ulster champions.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't read too much into the fact that Armagh finished third in the league. I fully expected them to beat Cavan last week. They're a good team. James Daly, who manages them, is a shrewd boy. He's been about a long time. He done a tremendous job last year, taking them from Division 3 to an Ulster Championship and an All-Ireland semi-final. They're a strong team. They've big names there. Carolyn Hanlon, who was the player of the year last year, plays in the middle of the field for them, and she's an exceptional player. And they have a girl inside, Amy Mackin, who's just turned 18 last week. Again, an exceptional forward, Fionnuala McKenna. So look, they have strength and depth as well, you know, and I think Saturday will really come down to who wants it the most, you know. I think the teams are reasonably well balanced, and it'll be a case of who wants it the most on the day.
And tell me, as you mentioned, you've had your walking wounded right through the campaign, and really you've even got a few more now.
Yeah, look, that's the nature of the game, you know. It's they say it's a non-contact sport. I don't think that's the case anymore. It's turned into a very physical game, and our last two games were very physical against both Westmeath and Cavan prior to that. A few girls out now. It looks like Karen Guthrie just isn't going to be available, unfortunately. On the positive side, Tracy Doherty looks as though she will be available. She's probably going to be fit and available, and it looks like Kate Keeney's now making tremendous progress, and maybe we might get 10 or 15 minutes out of her, you know, if she gets through the next week or 10 days.
Are the teams so even that it is all down to who wants it the most?
Yeah, look, I think both teams want to play in Division 1. Both teams are reasonably well balanced if you look at the results. Certainly, Armagh seems to have a wee bit of momentum now with that big one over Cavan last week. But look, on a final, it's who wants it most. It's the break of a ball. It's the lucky bounce. It's the referee's decision. It's all of the above. But look, heart counts as well, as far as I'm concerned. And those are the biggest heart and the biggest want. They'll probably make it a wee bit easier for themselves in the day.
And I know you've been very happy with the heart and commitment so far from Donegal.
Well, look, Tom, you know, I've said it before, there's a super bunch of girls, you know, there's 26 or 27 girls here late on a Friday night to maybe, you know, quarter to 11, 11 o'clock training away, and they don't complain. What we ask them to do, they do it, you know, they've bought into it. They're a tremendous bunch now. They just want to play football, and they're giving it their all now. They want to be back in Division 1, and, you know, that drives that competition for places as well. So, yeah, it's very good, it's very healthy.
Donegal manager Davy McLaughlin there, and we wish Davy and the Donegal ladies all the best in Saturday's final against Armagh, and hope they come out on the right side of the result and are Division 2 Tesco Homegrown Ladies National Football League champions come at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Well, Shinna Will on Clare coming, Lucas Gale, and a shock than a shock, let me, Tom Comack. And well, a special thanks to my guests tonight, to Davy McLaughlin, to Cathy Hearn, to Yvonne McMoneagle, to Amber Barrett, and Kira Hegarty. And a special thanks once again, of course, to Jimmy Stafford, who engineered tonight. And until next week, Slán agus Bannach.